It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You know, it's all about the curb appeal. Our business correspondent, Rebecca Harris, will explain. But first,
this is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Steve Toole studies Hebrew and the Old Testament at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, but his first love is fantasy fiction. Lately, he's been getting better acquainted with one of his favorites by reading Alistair McGrath's biography of C.S. Lewis, Eccentric Genius, Reluctant Prophet.
Alistair McGrath, he really is drawing a warts and all picture of Lewis. He presents him as he was. He was a rather eccentric guy. He spent a long portion of his life living with and caring for an older woman who was the mother of a friend killed in World War I. He never explained his relationship with Mrs. Miller, and apparently colleagues just assumed that she was his mother.
So does this book shed any light on that relationship?
Not much. There's not a great deal of light to shed because Lewis was very reticent. There are very few letters. There's obviously speculation that this relationship may have had a sexual component, but no one really knows.
I'm interested in what you make of C.S. Lewis as a theologian, since, I mean, his work inseparable from Christianity, and he's often compared kind of unfavorably to his friend and colleague J.R.R. Tolkien in that area.
Well, in fact, Lewis was an atheist as a young man. He came to Christianity in no small measure because of his friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien. Mm-hmm. Lewis, in his early writings, said that all the things he believed to be true were boring, and all the things that he loved he believed to be imaginary. Mm-hmm. So was captivated by mythology, and Tolkien helped Lewis to understand that the Christian story was myth, but it was a true myth. Sometimes the Narnia books have been called allegories. Lewis didn't like that, and Tolkien really didn't like that. Yeah. Tolkien didn't like the Narnia books at all. He thought they were too simplistic. But in those books, of course, Aslan, the lion, the ruler of Narnia, assumes the role of Christ, and
it's not terribly subtle. As
no, no, not at all. But it does become a means by which, through story and again through myth, Lewis can begin to capture some deeper ideas about faith. Aslan representing God is not a tame lion. It's one of the lines that recurs, especially in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Where Beaver tells the children, he's not safe. He's not safe, but he's good. He's good, I tell you. That tension, I think, is a very important one for Christian faith as well, this notion of the wildness, the unpredictability of the divine.
What else has been on your bookshelf lately? Let's stick to English. Leave Hebrew out of it.
I'm a fairly eclectic reader. I love mysteries. My wife Wendy and I are great fans of mystery literature. She and I read to one another sometimes. We've been reading the Charlie Chan novels of Earl Derbigger's. I had never read them and had always thought of them as being perhaps racist. And I got to reading the books, and he is a fascinating character. His English is a bit broken, but not nearly as much as it is in the movies. It mainly demonstrates his erudition and his love for words. And another interesting fact about those books is the extent to which Earl Derbigger's is reacting against the bigotry of his time. He often depicts the reactions of others to Charlie Chan, who underestimate him or devalue him or even regard him as below their notice because of his race, and yet in the end come to realize that he is a person of considerable sophistication.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for coming in today. It was nice to meet you.
Oh, it's grand to meet you. Thank you for this time, Josh.
Steve Toole is professor at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. Find more book picks at WESA.FM and send your recommendations to Speaking Volumes at WESA.FM, or you can always give us a shout on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County. Thanks for listening.